Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about obligation. Do you often do things you don't want to because you feel guilt? Where in your life do you continue to do things out of obligation? Are you putting someone else's needs and desires ahead of your own? In this month's bonus episode, learn a new perspective on obligation.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, Julie Caraccio, on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas.
I am mainly German, although I haven't taken an ancestry DNA test to confirm that, but I kind of have. The German gene has always been really dominant in me. Irish genes are finally coming to start out a little bit. And so I feel it's partly German, my family, of having this huge sense of doing what is right. And many times throughout my life, I've simply done things because I felt obligated, didn't want to do them, might have caused me stress. And I've been working on course correcting that. What I do now is I now check in with my heart. I have also learned on the spiritual journey that I'm not helping out and supporting others when I do things out of obligation. We are teachers here and to support one another. Sometimes our role is to help and support people in learning a lesson. I was talking to my friend Matt, and he gave me a different perspective on the neighbors and trash. I know, sorry if you're tired of hearing this, it's really the best thing I have. Now, they haven't had trash in a while. And what he said, because my husband would usually pick it up if I'd get annoyed or upset, and I'm talking about trash on a regular basis, asking kindly to please pick up. And what he said, you know, when your husband picks up the trash, you're kind of rolling over, and they don't get the benefit of knowing they're doing something wrong. And even though I told them, they just, I think, kind of blow me off. So what I do now, if there's trash, I check in. And truthfully, I've just been kind of checking it back in the yard. And I'm like, I'm not going to pick it up. And every time I'm checking in, you know, is something deliberate? Is it just an accident? You know, I see trash in the road, I pick it up. That's just kind of how I am. Give a hoot, don't pollute. You know, they got a good message to us in the 70s. That's just a good example, because before I'd be like, no, you need to be the bigger person, be the better person. And then after my conversation with Matt, I shouldn't do this out of obligation of feeling like I'm quote unquote more spiritual or being the bigger person. In general, I'm trying to live more fully from my heart rather than my head and German heritage. And that's why I married an Italian. Although I'm afraid if we take DNA to do the ancestry thing, they're going to tell me he's not Italian, which I would still love Tony anyway. I'm just kind of joking around with that. Got to have fun, people. Got to lighten it up when we can. Why do we do stuff out of obligation? I believe this is something that has been drilled into many of us as children. Do the right thing. Do things out of obligation. That's just what good people do. We also do it because of guilt. Raise your hand if you've done something because you feel guilty. Raising my hand here if you're listening. If we've always done something and others expect it of us, then we can create guilt. Now, remember, we have a choice. We can choose to feel guilty or not. It's up to us. And I know we all have someone who in our life has guilt tripped us. I know I certainly have. Bad enough, we may feel the guilt, but then someone just tries to manipulate us and make us feel guilty. When you have someone like that in your life, I always encourage you, that's perhaps time to reevaluate the relationship. Martyr complex. I know I definitely had this when I was in my 20s. And again, we have someone probably in our life that tries to guilt trip us. We probably know someone who plays a martyr on a regular basis. Not fun to be around. If you have a martyr complex, ask yourself why. Remember, don't make it right or wrong. Don't get angry at yourself, judge yourself, get upset. I do this podcast for people to become aware. And once you're aware, then you can take action to change it. You need to ask yourself, what do you gain from it? What do you gain by being and playing the martyr? We don't do stuff that we get some benefit from. Maybe playing the martyr makes you feel more important, makes you feel better than others. And ask yourself, if you were to lose it, what would change in your life? We're not going to do something that we don't get a benefit from. And so we need to figure out, well, what will change? How could this be healthier? And ask yourself, how could I get my needs met in a more healthy manner? If you are a martyr because you feel the need or need to feel superior, then how can you work on your self-esteem? Maybe you read a book. Maybe you talk to a professional. You can make those changes to better improve how you feel about yourself. Sometimes we might do something out of obligation because we feel morally or legally bound. I know I've been in situations that if I have felt legally I have to do it, I'm probably going to do it even if I choose not to. And then depending on what our morals and beliefs are, well, the good person picks up the trash. The bad person would throw it back in the yard. I've definitely switched on that one. Now check in with that. Is that really what you believe on a moral level? Again, as I grow and change and learn and study, my perspectives have shifted. I used to be very black and white, very rigid. There is good, bad, right, wrong. And I don't see that anymore. I see more gray. And I can see how in the past I would have been like, oh, you'd be a horrible person to throw the trash back. You're all about the earth. What are you doing? And then thinking, well, you know what? Now they need to learn a lesson. Because I believe, and I've experienced this in my life, and I'm betting a lot of you have, I don't learn a lesson, then the universe says, okay, and brings a big 2x4 to smack me upside the head to pay attention. And you can view it as, well, this is a really easy way for them to learn a lesson. And if not, it's going to build until they're getting smacked by a 2x4. We also might do something out of obligation because we feel a debt of gratitude. This is, again, another area where I have really worked on myself because I would do things, well, you did something for me, so I must do something in return. And I've worked on myself to get a lot better at being able to receive and receive things where there wasn't an expectation or something that was expected in return. Another reason is we might feel the need to take care of others. I know that, again, this has been an issue with me. I tend to be the peacemaker of my family, and it used to stress me out completely when everyone wasn't in harmony. I felt like I had a need to fix it, right? This isn't working. People are upset. We've got to change that. If it doesn't involve me, my mantra is not my monkey, not my circus, and I don't get involved. Now, of course, this is easier said than done, but for my peace of mind, I can't make everyone get along, and that's not my job. People have, again, lessons to learn. Perhaps it's working out karma, whatever you believe, but I've had to take a step back from that. Just because I've always been the peacemaker doesn't mean I have to continue. And so I don't feel obligated anymore to have people make peace. Doing things from obligation. When we do things from obligation, we're not living, being, and doing from our hearts. If others expect things from us, and it goes against our heart, we're not going to have peace because it's not coming from love. And what often happens is it creates resentment. I know I resented feeling like I had to bring peace to everyone. Ugh, why can't they just be adults and talk among themselves and figure it out? And resentment builds. Remember, energy is emotions in motion. So it's the emotion that's going on, and it's just moving, and we need to keep our energy moving because if not, it gets stuck and stagnated. If we do stuff from obligation, it can also feel like we're powerless and don't have a choice. You know, I talk all the time, you always have a choice. Doing nothing is a choice, and realizing you have a choice gets you out of that victim mentality. I see so many people back themselves in the corner because they feel they don't have a choice. And that's not true. And the more you realize and accept, okay, I have a choice in this situation, then you can take action. Where are you doing something from obligation? Who do you tend to do things for from obligation? I encourage you to start writing it all down. Dig deep. You know, I like to say that. Be an archaeologist or a researcher. You are coming from a place of non-judgment and compassion. Why are you doing things from obligation? Do you feel controlled by others' expectations and needs? What actions can you take to move away from that? Can you turn what needs to be done to someone else? Have a conversation with the person. Hey, you know what? I'm no longer going to make peace. Y'all can fight. Y'all can love. It's your choice. I'm stepping back from it. Do what you need to do. If it is something you do need to do, can you adjust your attitude or come from a place of love?
Anxious, exhausted, stressed out, losing your mind, ready to get your life back? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
You know, some people would probably make fun of me or think I am not a good feminist or that I am kowtowing because, for example, I do the majority of laundry in my home, do the majority of cooking, and I also mow. So everything isn't strictly along traditional gender lines. I do things for my husband, not because I feel obligated as a wife, but because I love him. When I make him dinner for work, that's my way of saying I love you. When I do the laundry and make sure he has clean clothes, I do that from love. So don't always assume that someone's doing something out of obligation. We all have our love languages. We all do things for different reasons. And what you think is love might not be the same for someone else. Be clear when you interact with people in the future. Hey, I'm under no kind of debt if you give me this or do something for me. Give and receive without expectations. Man, I know that is hard. I have to tell you, I'm going through something now and I had a huge expectation and it didn't happen and it's hard. If someone expects something in return, maybe you need to not accept the gift or end the friendship. Check in with yourself. How do you feel about taking this gift? Joyful and happy or uncomfortable and obligated? See if it's something you really choose to receive. Some people keep a running tab. Now I have to admit, I have done this with a couple of my husband's friends. My husband is really generous and has a huge heart and doesn't expect anything in return, which on one hand is a really great way to be. On the other hand, if you're always giving, giving, giving and never receiving, I think that's out of balance. I don't think that that's a good space to be in. He's learning to receive more and not always feel the need to give. Because sometimes when we're giving, it's to prove we're good enough or worthy or love me. If I give you enough stuff, then you'll love me. If someone is keeping score all the time, then is that someone you really want to hang out with? If you are keeping score, why do you do that? What needs do you have that need to be met? Hinting and hoping about what you need doesn't cut it. Be direct about what you need. You know what? Today, I really need you to do the laundry from me. I'm exhausted from this client. Please help out and support me. Some people believe they must manipulate what they need than rather ask directly. Again, we probably know someone like this, and instead of being like, ugh, put yourselves in their shoes for a second. Maybe they don't know how to ask. Maybe they don't feel worthy to ask, and so they have to just kind of beat around the bush. When everything is out in the open, expectations are clarified, you don't need to keep a running tally of debt or organization. You no longer need to worry if what you need is interpreted correctly. How freeing is that? You say what you need and get going and move on. Do you hide behind obligations? Some people take on extra responsibilities and need to be needed, but they are hiding and ignoring their own needs. You can find balance with your own needs and supporting others. What relationships are you staying in out of obligation? I had a woman I was friends with since junior high, loved her father, and that kind of made me stay in the relationship. Now, we weren't in the same town, you know, social media, you can connect with people these days. And she did a lot of hurtful things to me, said something hurtful about me to my parents, people had assumed about my high school. How this woman said it was meant to be a dig, meant to be a put down, and saying, like, people were saying all the stuff behind my back in high school. So that was just one example. Kept in touch over social media, and then I got engaged. And I got engaged fairly quickly. We were married within 11 months of meeting. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, congratulations. Some were like, oh my gosh, didn't even know you're dating, because I didn't put a ton of stuff on Facebook. And she wrote a comment, wow, that was fast. Look, guys, we all feel energy, whether or not we're aware of it. And I'm more in tune to it because of the work I do. And totally coming from a sarcastic, crappy place. I deleted the comment. I unfollowed her, never made any mention of it again. And she probably wonders why she wasn't invited to our wedding, or why when she says, oh, when you're in town, let's get together. I just don't respond. I was doing that out of an obligation for knowing her for years and putting up with being not treated well, and also because I loved her father. And I just had to make a stand and say, you know what? This relationship's no longer working. Again, I make a big stink. If she were to come to me, I would have an honest conversation. That hasn't happened. I am open to that. But I had to do what was best for me. How is your self-love? Once we love ourselves, we can truly care for others. Sometimes giving is a way of controlling. If we are always giving, then we feel needed. How to stop doing things from obligation? Check in with yourself. What feels right? Create boundaries with those who are always asking for things from you and not giving in return. Learn why you do things out of obligation. Have a plan to get your needs met. Say no, say no, say no. Practice self-love to learn how to receive. Let go of people, places, and things you're doing out of obligation. Remember, you always have a choice. You choose to do something out of obligation, or you can choose not to. One of the reasons I stayed in my women's group past the expiration date and I'd wanted to leave for probably about a year is I felt an obligation to the other women. Well, you signed up for this and you should complete the year. You should do the course. And I didn't really want to. I didn't honor my truth and I didn't listen to myself. It cost me time, money, and peace of mind. Episodes that can support you in releasing obligation. From 2018, June Awareness, Wipe the Slate Clean. May Awareness, Autopilot. Episode 240 from May, Great Expectations. From April, Episode 236, Be the Change You Wish to See. From February, Episode 226, Can You Receive? And from January, Episode 222, Declutter Your Life by Being Selfish. From 2017, October, Episode 207, What's Your Baggage? Also from October, the bonus, Heal Yourself. From September, Episode 202, Breaking Bad Habits. The August bonus, Are You Doing the Spiritual Override? Episode 188 from July, How to Effectively Say No. And finally, from 2016, in September, the bonus victim mentality. Take actions from today's podcast. Write down where you are doing things out of obligation. Dig deeper. Discover why you are doing things from obligation. Create a plan to come from your heart. Breathe before responding. Practice self-love. Practice receiving. Stop doing things out of obligation. On our next episode, we are talking about your aura and analytical mind. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.